Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, in line with the government's efforts to empower every worker and enterprise to successfully move towards a digital economy, Google and United Overseas Bank are launching or have launched a new SME Leadership Academy to grow the next wave of business leaders in Singapore.
Supported by Enterprise Singapore, Skills Future Singapore and Digital Industries Singapore, the new training program will benefit SME business leaders by teaching them how to leverage technology to improve work processes and scale their business online. Well, we're chatting with Chu Kee Siong, Head of Industry Groups, Group Commercial Banking, UOB, and Gerald Lee, Country Head of Google Customer Solutions in Singapore. Well, gentlemen, welcome to the studio. And what was the impetus for the academy?
Thanks for having us.
Idea was it?
Well, both of us, right? And fundamentally, the internet has changed how consumer behaviors are formed and the way that businesses operate.
Yeah.
For SMEs that know how to use it, the internet offers a good way for them to punch above their weight and level up with the big boys out there.
Mm-hmm.
And looking and tapping on the whole global market of consumers. So with SMEs being the bedrock of Singapore's economy, it is very important, and we believe together with UOB and Google, that it's important for us to educate them about how to wield the power of technology to transform their business and take it to the digital era. And that's where UOB has been a great ally in this area. Thank you. And we came together to develop a program building on the successful Go Global program, which we launched in 2015. And the whole idea is to really equip the business owners with the relevant know-how, tools and resources, and essentially new strategies for them to adopt and embrace so-called solutions and the existing solutions to take their business to the next level. So that's where it probably came about.
Mm, talk to us about...
So for UOB, our focus has always been to help our customers to grow their business both from a banking solution perspective as well as beyond banking solutions. When we survey our SME customers, the top few priorities that consistently came out was, number one, digitalization, able to leverage on technology to be more efficient and grow their business. Expansion into the regional markets, because essentially Singapore markets are small.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to recruit and retain talent, which is very critical for them, but at the same time challenging, because they are not like the large corporations where they can provide individuals with good development programs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they realize that these are some critical factors for them to grow their business. SMEs typically lack the bandwidth and resources to empower on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
More so where a lot of these SMEs in Singapore now is being taken over by the second generation.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. And so they want to pivot their business model, unlike their parents, the traditional model, into more digital strategy.
Right.
And that inspired us to find a partner to able to work towards delivering this beyond banking solutions to our customers. And in Google, obviously, they are the global leader in the technology and digital space. They are a perfect partner.
That's the voice of Chu Kee Siong, Head of Industry Groups at Group Commercial Banking, UOB, in case you try to figure out the voices. And of course, the voice you heard early on was Gerald Lee, Country Head, Google Customer Solutions here in Singapore. So how was the curriculum formulated? I mean, all the challenges were taken into consideration?
Since 2015, when we launched Go Global program, we have helped a lot of SMEs get online, expand their business overseas, right? And we have also had many, many learnings. And building on that success, we also had some pilot cohorts whereby we surveyed over 100 SMEs across multiple traditional industries like F&B, engineering, B2B, retail, and so forth. And we uncovered, or rather we validated some of the key challenges that they face, namely three. So one of them, like what Kee Siong mentioned, talent. They lack the talent who actually understand digital strategies and implement it going forward for them.
But that feels like a challenge for all sectors.
You are right as well, Howie, right? So as for me, I've been with Google for the last 8 years. I think this is something that we've got to continuously reinforce, especially with such ever-changing technology. And that doesn't change. So that's where we have actually stepped up the game in this particular curriculum. So second thing is also around understanding the new digital strategies and frameworks to understand what metrics matter for SMEs. And last but not least is to really understand what kind of tools and resources out there for them to do more with less. So that's precisely where the curriculum stemmed from, based on those challenges that we faced, or rather that they face today.
Yeah.
How does the academy differ from other programs? A bit like iSkills, iTalent, etc. from SMU and SSG.
I understand. So, Kishan, let me just jump in with the Google portion first, right? Yeah. So, this being a partnership with Google and UOB, for us, we come in and we weigh in on strengths that we have. So on two things. One is around people operations. So how then do you actually foster the right culture? How do you hire the right talent? How do you retain them? How do you build effective team dynamics? So that's something that we are taking from our past years of learnings and share face-to-face, hands-on, in a very interactive way with some of the business leaders in there.
Mm.
And of course, you know, we touched on the digital marketing, right? So we talk about frameworks. What should you be looking at what metrics and what KPIs at what juncture of your journey? So that then bleeds into the whole, or blends into the whole resourcing and, the whole tools and productivity, which then you will be nicely married in together. And I'll let Kee-Siong jump in a little bit more on that.
So it's more holistic. It's not just, I give you some skills precisely. And off you go, right?
Yeah. And I think from the bank's perspective, because this SMBs have been with us for over multi-generation.
Mm-hmm.
They've been banking with us for many years, right? Some even more than 50, 60 years. So we understand their pain points. We understand their business model, how to help them effectively in transforming their business. And I think more importantly for SMEs to be exposed to easy to implement, easy to go to market tools and strategies. And this is something that where we can come in and then complement Google, because we understand their pain points. We then be able to work with Google to tailor some of these ready-to-use solutions for them instead of just purely theoretical.
Kee-Siong, maybe you could tell us what the actual course will be like. Its duration, its criteria for participation. I mean, do they have to be, say, existingly banking with UOB? Or what do you say, Gerald, over at Google?
I'll let Kee-Siong chime in a little bit more on that. So essentially, this curriculum will be delivered in a very small interactive class or cohort of about 50 companies.
Bootcamp type or?
So it will be across 12 hours, and the format could be like a 3 half-days workshop, or it could be over 1.5 days. So that's where during this time round, we will actually go through interaction, and as well as the chance for them to build connections, knowledge, and understanding resources. And many a times being helped by UOB, who will then share on their regionalization and their so-called productivity tools as well.
Right. Yes.
I think from the bank's perspective, because we understand the customers being in partnership with them for so many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we then would know which are the customers that can benefit most from the academy.
Right.
And then we narrow down to these guys and then bring them on board.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's avoid free, right? So how we...
Oh, is it? So we're just going to ask how accessible it was, money-wise.
So it's free?
It's free.
Yeah.
It's
free. Oh. So, I mean, we want to make this accessible to all SMEs in Singapore, right?
Right.
So we want to make it fully inclusive and create an equal opportunity. So all they need to do is sign up your interest and we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Mm.
From the bank's perspective, it's also to create stickiness with the customers, right?
Right.
In this era, you cannot just be purely providing financing solutions to customers. You have to go beyond banking, right? And help them with their pain points, with their how to grow their business, and that will bring more value add to the whole relationship. And that's what we are striving for.
Give us some details of the curriculum, like how will it be conducted? Because, you know, these days, people don't really respond well to the didactics. You stand in front of the blackboard and then lecture them for 3 hours.
Well,
it will be interactive, I imagine. Are there exams at the end of it?
Well,
always a fear, right, for Singaporean students.
So we try not to scare them right from the start. No, jokes aside, I mean, this is, like I mentioned to you, this is highly interactive. So this will be delivered by leaders from UOB, from Google, as well as sometimes we do invite panel speakers as well from SMEs who have done that, been there.
Yeah.
Right.
So like you mentioned, it will be a workshop style with exercises. I'm not calling it exam.
Mm-hmm.
Workshops, so-called exercises for them to interact, for them to share back their learnings. And more importantly, because they are from different industries, they're able to share some of those intrigue similarities as well as understand the differences to then better overcome in future.
Oh.
So they will be intense, 1.5 days, kind of a training for them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what happens, after, no exams, but after graduation, what happens? I mean, is there like continuing mentorship, etc.? What happens after that?
So
you're on your own, pal.
I can speak on, based on what we have done so far, I mean, we're trying to organize, or rather we're organizing review sessions so that at least for them to come together. And again, Bernard, there's a lot of interest from the SME leaders themselves. They're asking, how do we get in touch again?
I see.
And during the actual session, we then encourage them, keep in touch, share best practices. But yes, to your point, there will be a review session with them. And at the same time, because like you mentioned, working with Digital Industry Singapore and so forth, this platform platform allows them for them to also put forth their proposals to the respective authorities, you know, seek support and aid so that they're able to take it to the next level. So there will be that continuity aspect, even from the government standpoint as well, if they're approved.
And further to that, from the bank's perspective, we're looking towards to forming a club, like an alumni club for these guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then over time, they can share their experiences, whether it's good or bad, and then learn from each other. I think that is very important. And then also bringing in industry leaders to share their experiences. Hopefully, the younger SMEs can benefit from that.
I just came from some sessions as well. So one of the key things that we always kept in touch, or still keeping in touch, is that we have a group chat.
That will work.
And digital helps again, right? Kee-seong, personally, how are you handling your new role as a teacher, so to speak? Did you ever think you would have to, right? I mean, perhaps you entered banking just to be the banker, and now you've become the teacher.
It's not a new role for me because, like I said, when you bank with an SME, typically you bank them over generations. You're seeing a lot of younger SMEs coming up and also second generations of SMEs taking over the business. And for my role, it becomes like more of a mentor, right? Sharing my experiences. There are industry leaders that can share theirs, but for a lot of these new SMEs coming up, financing is something of a challenge to them.
Yeah.
And working with them, providing some of the insights that I have glimpsed over the years can be useful to them and enjoy it very much.
And because they're with you for so long, you become personally vested in
you're
their
almost like a family
success.
Member, right?
Yeah. What about you, Gerald? I mean, when you joined Google, did you ever think you'd have to become a teacher?
To be honest, I don't consider myself to be a teacher, and I'm still a continuous, I'm still learning continuously.
But you're also imparting knowledge to people who don't know.
So that's where I'll prefer to put it across as sharing best practices from what I know today, right?
Right.
So adding their piece of information, adding their piece of experience allows us to have a more diverse and a more inclusive kind of a so-called experience that we then understand what goes on in there and learn from each other.
Right.
So in that way, definitely, I sometimes learn more from the SMEs on the challenges that they face themselves because we are looking at one dimension as well.
Right. Yeah. Gerald Lee, Country Head, Google Customer Solutions Singapore, and also joining us, Chu Kee-seong, Head of Industry Groups, Group Commercial Banking at UOB. Gents, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.